533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield today, talking about gridlock, talking about how things work in Washington, how things work in Lansing. And I guess, Pastor Chatfield, you mentioned the media. Obviously, Democrats own media here in Michigan. I've often accused Craig Marger of the Detroit News as being paid moonlighting for Governor Gretchen Whitmer for being basically her PR piece in the Detroit News. And he's laughed at me in person. We've had some chuckles over it. And I keep asking him when he's going to start reporting his income on the side for moonlighting for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. But so that is what it's going to be if the Republicans, the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, and the 58-member caucus Republicans in the House, if they stand strong and they fight to reduce the government spending, to reduce the size of the budget, potentially shutting down state government while they work out a budget deal, this is how it's going to play out. But this is 2025. This is going to be September 30th at midnight. This is going to be October, possibly November, before deer season, before they shut down for Thanksgiving. This will be resolved, I'm sure, before then. It won't linger. Do you think this would then, you think next year people would remember this? Do you think this is something that the people of Michigan will remember and vote accordingly against the Republicans for doing it?
Well, that's part of the calculation, is it? And like you said, all these things are part of the calculation. Somebody's got to be calculating all these variables. And rest assured, you know, it's a lot of it is politics. There's principle involved, but a lot of it is politics. You want to get reelected. You want to maintain the majority. You do. I mean, and the argument goes like this. If we, you know, if I'm the Speaker of the House, if we don't maintain majority, we don't get anything. We better do what we need to maintain the majority, because if the other side gets power again in all three branches, or in all three, you know, the governor and the Senate and the House, well, we're going to have, it's going to be repeat what we just went through, and we don't want to do that. Let me give you a Bible principle here. And this is, and a lot of people don't like this idea. Jesus here is talking about commitment to serving the Lord, just full, complete discipleship. That's true. But the principle is true. He said in Luke chapter 14, verse 31, "Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth peace." And along the same lines, he says, "For which of you intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost whether he has sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish." Two different illustrations, same idea. If you're going to build a house, can I finish this house? Because if I start the house and I have to quit halfway through, it's worse than not even starting. You got 10,000 men, they got 20,000. Can we whip them? You got to figure that out, and you got to be all in, or you send out ambassadors of peace. Okay, let's come to some, you know, compromise here. This is like playing poker or a game of chicken. The Republicans and the Democrats. This is just a principle. You got to say, how far are we going to hold out on this? Are we all in, truly all in? If we're not really all in, and the speaker would have to, he has to take the temperature of all the people in his caucus and say, Oh, I got three or four guys over here that are shaky already. And I don't know this to be true. This is just hypothetical. I got three or four guys in my caucus that are already shaky. Maybe five. Sure. And if they're shaky now, what's it going to be like in November when everything is and you got all this media attention and so on? Would they flip to the other side? Well, he's got to figure that out. And he's got a lot of things, a lot of tools at his disposal that he can use, you know, to nicely convince people, let's stand strong. But there you go. The president of the United States, on the federal level, he's the president. When the president says, will you come to my office? I want to talk to you about this bill. I mean, you're going to go talk to the president? He's got a lot of things he can put the screws on you. But on the speaker doesn't have that kind of power. He's got power, but not that kind of power. And so they've got to decide this. Are we all in on this? Are we all in? Okay, now let's go. And then if you can stay together, you might win. But in my history study and my memory of all these things, it seems like the Republicans are generally the ones that cave. They're generally the ones that don't really, really hold true. I mean, we're just one vote away from stopping Obamacare, and the great Republican leader John McCain went thumbs down on that.
Yeah.
Idea. When we stood behind him, he wasn't my choice for Republican nomination for president, but I voted for him against President Obama. But then when he has a chance to be loyal to the Republican cause and the Republican purpose, he goes against us. Yeah, I didn't appreciate that very much. But you got it. The caucus got to stand together. And I don't know that maybe they are. Maybe they are so united they're going to stick together. Maybe they're not, you know. And Matt Hall's got to figure that out.
Yeah, that's the calculation he's got to come up with. Well, the interesting thing, I do know that there's a couple of seats that are, like you say, 50-50 type district seats for next year's election, where the state representatives currently are Republicans. They have the 58-52 majority. It does require 56 votes to pass anything in the House, so we could lose two of those type of 50-50 representatives. They could join the Democrats and vote against it, and it still pass. But how is that going to be perceived in the next year election? Is that enough, in your opinion? Do you think a Republican voted no with the Democrats on the reduced? Let's throw a hypothetical low number out there. Let's say the Matt Hall and the conservative Republican state representatives, Ken Borton and John Roth and all these Republicans, Matt Maddock and Steve Cara, and the list goes on and on and on, they stand strong and say, you know what? We want to eliminate all the increased spending that has occurred under Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. We want to go all the way back to the budget number that Rick Snyder handed to her on January 1st of 2019, we want the state budget to go back to $58 billion. All of this crazy spending on all this crazy stuff that this governor's been doing the 6-7 years that she's been the governor, we want to eliminate it. We want to go all the way back to $58 billion. That's our House budget. That's what we're going to stay strong on. We are not going to spend a penny more than $58 billion to run Lansing. If the swing representatives, two or three of them, say that's crazy, I mean, you got to allow for inflation. I mean, that was back on January 1st, 2019. We're talking 2026 fiscal year budget here. You got to allow at least, 3% a year inflationary growth, 3% of $58 billion. Okay, then add another 3% to 62, then, you know, 66. I mean, we got to be somewhere around $70 billion, guys. We can't go back to 58. Do you think that's how this process is going to work? And if it does, these guys hold out, again, will that be enough to save their seats come November of next year, 2026, basically a year later?
Yeah, that's the calculation. You ask me, I'm not a... I'm not a paid political consultant. I don't know,
but you're pretty savvy and you've lived through a lot of this and you've seen how the sausage has been made at times, and I'm sure you've had conversations with people.
Here's what would happen. Here's what I know happens.
Sure.
Okay, so this one guy's wavering. Oh, but he says, okay, you got my vote. I'm sticking with you. But you got to help me in my election. Okay, then what the speaker does, he brings this guy forward in every popular juice, every good popular bill, he lets him introduce it. He lets him be the writer of it. He gets the credit for all that. And all the funds that they can raise, they throw it into that district. And that's what can happen. I suppose all of you know, but I know you know, but some of the listeners don't know. Well, my representative, he wrote this great bill. He wrote this great bill, and he put it in the hopper. It's just a wonderful bill. Think it'll go anywhere? Let me ask you there. Did he check with the speaker? Is he on good terms with the speaker? What the speaker, you know, but or is he knife the speaker in the back? You think the speaker is going to bring that bill up, even if it's a great bill and very popular? No, he's going to take the idea of that great bill, turn it over to somebody else in the caucus who's been loyal to him, and let him bring it forward, and he'll get the credit, and he'll get the extra money to campaign and for flyers and door knockers and television ads. Sure. That's the way it works. You stay on the team and be loyal, then we're gonna reward you. We'll do everything we can to see that you get reelected. You go against speakers, you know, not the speaker's going to come out and say this publicly, but it's just saying, well, you didn't help me. You're on your own now, fella. You follow that? That's just the way politics works. And it is sometimes hardball. It is hardball politics. That is the game that is played there. Now, yeah. Sometimes the principle is so important that the guys say, look, I understand what you have to do, but I just cannot vote for this. My conscience will not allow it. And you say, well, okay. And then that person, that individual rep that doesn't stay with you, man, they have a lot of influence, more than you might think. And that's true on the national level, on the state level. That is what politics is. And the people making the decision at leadership, they got to consider, just like the illustration I read, you got to count the cost here. You better know what you're doing. You better have a plan.
Got to have a plan. Absolutely. Good discussion. Appreciate your insight. Final segment of today's discussion with Pastor Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy. We're your defending fathers. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Love. Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment to have the opportunity to talk with Pastor Chatfield. So basically, you're down in Marriott, Georgia right now. Plans to make it back for Sunday, or are you going to have a guest pastor this Sunday at church?
No, I can't make it back. Brother Larry Woody will be preaching again for me. This is the last Sunday of the summer that I'm doing this, trying to promote, hey, everybody, let's win people to Christ. Let's pass out gospel tracts, win people to Christ. Every Christian should be a witness. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, every Christian is either a missionary or an imposter. So let's all, if you're a Christian, let the world know. Yeah. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Let's give gospel tracts out, open our mouths, try to win people to Christ. Let me just say one more thing. Every time we get to situations like this, it's political brinkmanship. In other words, you go right to the brink. And who's gonna cave in first? And the other side always says the sky will fall if we don't get this done.
Sure.
Now, and on the federal level, though, I do think eventually, I don't see how we can continue with such huge deficits year in, year out, and the national debt is just so high. I don't know.
Let me tell you what I see happening there, because I've listened to Scott Bessent, the Secretary of Treasury, Donald Trump, physically with Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. They went to the Federal Reserve building yesterday afternoon. Donald Trump was wearing a hard hat, and he was walking around the $3.5 billion renovation on that building under Chairman Powell. And Chairman Powell, very small, frail guy, about half the size of Donald Trump, was wearing a hard hat as well. And he looked an awful lot like Michael Dukakis with that helmet sitting in that tank years ago. That's the immediate impression I took from it. And Donald Trump stood there to take questions from the media and said, yeah, this cost overrun, this $3.5 billion renovation project. And Powell's sitting there shaking his head with his hard hats kind of sliding all over his head because the hat was so big for his head. And he's shaking his head no. And Trump noticed it out of the side of his eye and said, oh, yeah, reached into his vest pocket and pulled out a piece of paper. And he said, I asked for a bid sheet. I asked for a cost overrun analysis of this project, and here it is. And he handed it to Powell, and Powell's like deer in headlights. He had to reach in his pocket to get his reading glasses, and Donald Trump kind of made fun of him and said, yeah, it's right there. Can't you see it? You know, I can see it. I'm 79 years old. I can read it fine. Well, Powell needed his reading glasses. He goes, well, Mr. President, this includes a third building that's not part of this project. And he goes, no, that's the cost overrun from that third building that now brings this project up to 3.5. I understand bid sheets. I know how to read them. And the media then asked them, said, well, you know, what about Chairman Powell? And Powell's standing right there. Are you going to fire him, or are you going to replace him with somebody else, or what? And he said, well, I've got two people in mind. He said, but if he lowers interest rates, I might let him stay. And that's it. No more questions. They turned and walked away. Well, next interview was one of those candidates, a former governor of the Federal Reserve Board, and he laid it out. We need regime change. We need to completely redo the Fed. We need to completely redo the budget process. And he said, well, the way it's going to happen is with transparency and more lookout for Main Street as opposed to Wall Street. That's what's been running the Federal Reserve all these years, going all the way back to basically John F. Kennedy. And he said, we've got to have new leadership, and we've got to have a new direction, and we need this to happen. And so basically, it's going to be growing the economy, tariffs, renegotiating trade deals, and they're going to grow their way out of this. That's the game plan for the next 3.5 years under Donald Trump.
Yeah, I hope you're right. It's interesting, just a historical parallel. I was on the way down here. I listened to this debate, kind of a mock debate between Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson over the national bank and agrarian interests and banking interests. And it is somewhat similar. There's some similarities here. There's always been this argument. There's always the argument about the Fed and the national bank. Is this for financiers, or is this for the working man? And so it's just interesting. I find it historically interesting. I hope the sky doesn't fall. I hope you're right. We're going to grow ourselves out of this. And the revenue's coming in because of the increased productivity. It's going to just go. We're going to pull ourselves out of all this national debt. I hope you're right.
Amen.
I hope so.
Yeah. That's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm hoping they have the ability to do and work it out. So absolutely greatly appreciate your insight this morning. You have safe travels down there, and hopefully will you be back then next Sunday. Is that the plan?
Correct. Yes, a week from Sunday I'll be back.
Okay, very good. Well, we will pray for you to have safe travels back and be able to bring some good news from the South. How are you being received down there real quickly?
Very well. Yes, very well. I will tell you this, it's hot, though. It is hot and muggy.
we're barely in the 70s right now, so okay. I want to rub it into you. That's what
Northern
Michigan
go.
Is.
Amen.
All right, sir. You have safe travels. We'll talk to you then. Appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next Friday as well.
Very good.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole.